We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning like 6-7 lines or 8 lines from the top to 2 Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. In the Mishnah it said that we had two type of chametz that was not a chayiv karas, it was only a chayiv lav. What are the two types? One type was called chametz betaruvas, that means it's real chametz, but it's mixed into a mixture and like it's melted in, you don't even realize it anymore, like for example beer, and different type of dips, that it's real chametz in there, but it's mixed up that you can't even tell it's chametz anymore. That's called taruvas chametz. There's another chametz called chametz noiksha. Chametz noiksha is chametz that looks like chametz, but it's not edible. And the different examples were there, a certain type of glue, and a certain type of thing you put into the dye, or like a bread that you use to absorb the steam from a pot. And it said, the zeh klal, kosher min dagon, yechayiv lav and not a karas. Tanya, under the brayso, Amar Rabbi Shuv, v'chiyachas shinu kosher min dagon. Since he gave us a cloud that anything that's from min dagon, these five minim that has this issa chametz, hareza oiver pesach, oiver b'yirah b'yimotza, lama manu chachamim seilu. Why does the chachamim mention these five, these four, and then three, these seven? Like the first four are kuta chabavli sheikh amadai chametz adoyim zaysim. Why have to mention them all? Agav, some of the chassidus svarim say this is like the four galias. The galas bavel, galas madai, galas adoyim, galas mitzrayim. But why do you have to mention all these four things? What's the point of mentioning these four things? Lomar chametz say, look, they should ragel behem, so you should be used to these names, what they are, which we're saying, and the names. And like Rashi says, what do you have to ragel? First of all, to know kutach is milchik, it's important to know. And also to know what's chametz. You know this name of the dish. You know, you have beer, you have to check it out if it's chametz. You know, if it's a kutach, you have to check it out if it's chametz. And the Gemara gives a story example for this. Yehoda hu barma rava ikla bavel. A certain person married Saul came to bavel, have a bisra bahadeh. And he brought with him food along, he brought with him some meat. But Amalu, when he was sitting eating with the people, he said, krivu li metchilta, give me some of the dip. They also washed, they wanted some dip to dip his bread into. Shoma de Ka'amri, he heard them saying, Krivu le kutach, pass him the kutach. Once he heard kutach, oh, you know, kutach, kutach abavli, kutach is something that has milchiks in it. Kiddush shoma kutach pirish. Now he knew what kutach was. He came from Eretz Yisrael, he didn't know what kutach was, but he learned the Mishnah, he knew kutach abavli, what it was made out of, and it had milchiks in it. And the good thing he did, because he was eating flesh chicks. So this is, we see example why it's good Chazal told us the names of these things, and this way it made us familiar with it, and therefore it could be save us from our avera. It says in the Mishnah, Reil Ba'azara, that there's a lav. The lav is no karas. Zog the Gemara, Man Tana de Chometz Dogon Gomra de Teruvois, Venoiksha Be'ena Be'lav. Who is the Tana who teaches us that Chometz Mamish that's mixed, and Noiksha, which means it's not perfect, it's bad Chometz that's Be'en, that's Be'lav. Henry's two things are Be'lav. Which Tana it goes according to? Because there is no Tana that says Beferish, both are Berlav. And really, it's going to be a shayla, which one is more, which one is a Kavachayim that for sure you have a lav. So let's see. Omar Rav Yehuda Amarav, Ramehi. Rav Yehuda says that our Tana of our Mishnah is Ramehi. The Tana Untana Braisa. So there's something called Se'ar. Se'ar is not to be confused with Sa'ar, which is what we call Taich loosely as yeast, but Sa'ar is real Chametz. Se'ar is something that was not Neschametz called Tzarka, Rashi says. It's a Mishnah later on. It's a Mishnah later on Daf Mem Chesam Abeis. But Se'ar is something that's not completely Chametz. So it's Machlaikas, what exactly Se'ar is? Rav Meir holds Se'ar is anything that already got red. The dough got reddish already. That's already called Se'ar. And according to Rav Yehuda, Se'ar like that, that's red, is still not Chametz. Until it gets cracks that look like a grasshopper's antlers, like it's called the karne chagovim, the horns of chagovim, which means little small cracks, that's when you know it's chametz. If it has certain cracks in the dough, you know it's chametz. That's Rabbi Huda, it's a bigger level of chametz to know it's chametz. So the Bryce says like this, Se'ar yisarif, you should burn Se'ar. V'noyster lekaboy, but you're allowed to give it to your caliph. V'oichle eat it ba'abam get malchus. So the Gemara just analyzes this line. It doesn't sound like Rameh or Rabbi Huda. The Gemara doesn't say, it's really both of them. Let's see. Hagufakasha. Amrit Se'ar Yisar. If you say, if you have Se'ar, which means it got red, Yisar, if you burn it, Alma Asabahana. You see, it's Chomets Gomer. It's Asabahana. You have to burn it. Vahoda Tani, even though it's Lefei Kaaba. It says, you give it to your caliph. That's Mutabahana. Alma Mutabahana. So Hachikama, the Gemara says. This is how you read the Braisa. Se'ar Yisarif, the Rameh, the Rameh, the Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda. Whatever Se'ar is, it has to be burnt. It's Chomets. According to Rameh, it gets red. According to Rabbi Huda, when it gets cracked. V'noistim afnei kalbay is going coin to Rabbi Yehuda. V'noistim afnei kalbay, the Rav Meir, the dough that's red, that if you're a mayor, is chametz, le Rav Yehuda, you're allowed to give it to your caliph. You like give it to Caleb. And Taisa speaks out that we just said that Fear of Yehuda, the Seir of Rameyer, is Mamash Matzah, it's not Chometz. So Taisa says, you're right, that's me, you can eat it Midaraisa. Taisa speaks out, Taisa didn't Masma Vanois. Taisa says, Midaraisa, I feel about Chilo Shari, but Matzah Ma'al Yasihi, Elad Madarabon, also says, also Madarabon, this is you give it to your Caleb. So the second part of that Bryce is going to Rabbi Yehuda, that you give the Seir of Rameyer to a Caleb, because Mutta Bahano. And then it says, if you eat it, you get Malkus. That's a going coin to a mayor who holds that it's Chometz Gomer. But doesn't say you get Karos. He says you have a lot. So now Rav Yehuda, the Amora, fears us. Shamini Leila Rameyer, Noiksha Be'enei Belat. You see, this is called Chometz Noiksha Seya. Why? Because it's not completed yet. It's not so edible. It's not so geshmak. So that's called Chometz Noiksha. You see, it's Belat. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, if that's allowed, the choshkein chometz dogan gomar de teruvis. For sure, chometz dogan gomar de teruvis is sure iser lav akapanim, at least the list lav, because that's more chometz dik than chometz noiksha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amora. And he says, Rabbi Meir holds you alav by chometz noiksha, choshkein you have a lav by chometz dogan gomar that's mixed into a teruvis, like barley mixed into beer. That's Rav Yehuda Shita, that our mission is going according to Rav Meir. Rav Nachman says it's a different Tana. Rav Nachman Amar Rav Eliezer. It's Rav Eliezer. The Tana to the Braisam. Al Chometz Dogon Gomba Oynish Karos. Regular classic Chometz, the Oynish is Karos. Al Eruvoi Belav. But if it's mixed together with something else, the Aloch is that it's only a Lav, not a Karos. Divri Rav Eliezer. V'chacham Eirim Al Chometz Dogon Gomba Oynish Karos. Regular Chometz is Karos. Al Eruvoi Belav Klum. On a mixture, there's no iser whatsoever, no iser deraisa of a lav. So Rabbi Eliezer says clearly the shita that there's an iser lav. And the Gemara later on will make the drashas for this. V'shamini leil Rabbi Eliezer. So now Rav Nachman says the armist Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because shamini leil Eliezer dama chametz dogan gomur aide taruvis v'lav. You see in this brisa, Rabbi Eliezer holds that taruvis chametz is a lav. V'chol shekein noiksha ba'ina. And of course he holds that noiksha is worse because noiksha is more ba'en. So he holds for sure, Noksha is worse. If a Taruvis has a lav, for sure, Noksha has a lav. So really, it's Mechloikis, Rav Yehuda, Rav Nachman, which one is worse? And therefore, there's no Tana, it says both. Rav Meir says that Chometz Noksha has a lav. And Rav Eliezer says that Taruvis has a lav. And the Shaila is, which Tana is our Mishnah? Because the Shaila is, which one is a Kolshka into what? And the Gemara speaks that out right now, next three lines. Rav Nachman, my time, I love Rav Yehuda. Why did Rav Nachman say that our Mishnah is going to Rav Meir? Amalach, Dilma Adkan Lekom Rav Meir. Rav Meir only said that you get a lav, Hosam El Noksha Beina, only by Noksha. Because he, make Noksha, according to Rav Nachman, Noksha is worse. Amal Chometz Dogun Goma Taruvis Loi. Maybe Chometz that's Ade Taruvis, that's not a lav, maybe. That's not as bad. But Rav Yehuda, why didn't he say like Rav Nachman? My time like Rav Nachman and say our Mrs. Rav Eliezer. Amalach Adkan Lekom Rav Eliezer, Hosam El Chometz Dogun Goma Taruvis. Dear, it's real Chometz, just it's mixed. That's why it's a lav. Maybe it's no lav. Maybe he didn't say that. So that's just the machlokes. They hold which one's worse. That's machlokes. Which one is our Mishnah? Which Tana is our Mishnah? Is it our Mishnah Rav Meir or Rav Eliezer? Tanya and Kavasei Rav Yehuda. I'm going to bring a brisa that shows that Rav Eliezer, who holds there's a lav, only holds the lav by Taruvis Chametz. So it's a raya that Taruvis Chometz is worse than Noiksha, which is like Rav Yehuda holds, that since we found Rav Meir, Chayv Lav Noiksha, Kol Shekein Taruvis, because Taruvis is worse. So Tayin Kavasei to Rav Yehuda. It says in the Braisa, the Pasuk in the Torah says, Kol Machmetzes Loisa Chelu, V'chol Moish Shechem Techel Matzes. This is the Pasuk of the Lav of Chometz, and it has a Pasuk of Karas also, but this is the Pasuk, it's called the Azara. Kol Machmetzes Loisa Chelu. And Rabbi Eliezer learns this is the ribui for Taruvis Chometz. Kol machmetz lo sachelu lerabois kutach habavli v'sheicher hamadai. The dip called kutach habavli sheich hamadai the beer v'chayim tzadami vinegar v'zeis mamitzri. That's a mixture that has in it chametz. That's the halacha that is all part of this lav. And we'll see what the drasha is from the kol or the word machmetz. We'll see a little later on the amud. Yochli yeh enish karis. Maybe it's be enish karis. Tamalame ki kol oichel chametz v'nichrisa. Al chametz, don't say machmetz is there. Just says, "Kol oichel chametz v'nichrisa." Al chametz dalan gomer oynesh karis. Only classic regular chametz is chayev karis. Vali ruvoi belav ad kana brisa. The taruvas gets a lot. Man shamali doma al ruvir lav. Rav Lezi. It's Rav Lezi. But il noiksha ve'ena loy kama, and he doesn't say anything about noiksha. Shvami no noiksha le Rav Lezi less. I guess this is the brisa that brings down the drushes. He should really speak out what's his drusha for noiksha. And he says nothing about noiksha. Kamash Malon, that noiksha is a lower level, and therefore our Mishnah can't be Rav Eliezer. Our Mishnah says Rav Meir holds that even the lower level has lav, so kol shekein taruvas. So that's why it's a raya to Rav Yehuda, because this price doesn't say anything about noiksha. Noiksha Rav Eliezer, lastly. Now the Gemara is going to analyze the drasha of Rav Eliezer that brings if taruvas chomet has a lav. And when Rav Eliezer said that the drasha is from kol machmetzes lo yisachelu. So the Gemara, Rav Eliezer, ruvi v'lav v'nolei. How do we know it's the taruvis chametz v'lav, the chsiv, kol machmetzes lo yisachelu? And right now the Gemara is assuming it's from the word machmetzes. It doesn't say chametz, it's machmetzes. Anything that shaykh is the chametz. So Gemara asks, yachi, karos nam l'chayv, it's v'chayv karos also, because there is a losh machmetzes by karos in a different pasuk. The chsiv, ki kol oichel machmetzes v'nichrusa. It says, "Kol oichel machmetz v'nichrusa." Mashma, any type of chametz gets karas. So why going to Rav Eliezer? You know, idarshim machmetzes gavet alav, darshim machmetzes by karas. So Gemara says, "No, machmetzes is not a drasha. Humu boylei by karas. Why? Because humu boylei k'le tanya. We went to the brayz. So we had actually before in the mesechta. Machmetzes only alashus chametz meilav. You only know that chametz that becomes chametz by itself through its own process of fermenting or from yeast." That's only time it's chametz. Machmas dava acha. How do you know if you used some other ingredient to make a chametz? How do you know it's called chametz? And Tosis before said that the ingredient would be like shmari yayin, if you use like peels of wine to make it chametz. How do you know that's also called chametz? The Mar Darshan says machmetzes. Tamaleimar kol machmetzes. The Darshan is kol oichel machmetzes. That we know that even dava acha v'nichus gets karas. So we need that machmetzes for that. That's we can't use it for taruvus chametz. Break the marakasha, yachi. But the lav nami lachadasa. For the lav also, we need machmetzes to tell you that machmas dava achar, is called. It has a lav. So now you don't have any pasuk for taruvus chametz. Ela time the rabbi yezem the kol. It's not from the word machmetzes. It's from kol. Kol is a ribuy always. Kol machmetzes. Kol machmetzes teaches us even taruvus chametz has a lav. Are you going to ask me hasam nami ksev kol? It says by nichrusa also kol. It says gikol oichel. It says the kol machmetzes v'nichrusa nefesh. Gikol oichel machmetzes v'nichrusa nefesh. It says kol there also. It says kol in both places. So if you have a kol there to marve through his chametz, why by karas not marve? So the Gemara huma bayle the pasuk kol by karas and even something else. Huma bayle rabbis is anoshim to marve that noshim also chayiv karas if they eat chametz. Gemara asked, Noshim Rabbi Yehuda Rav Nafka. We know Noshim are chayiv and all lavim in the Torah. From Rabbi Yehuda Rav Nafka, Dom Rabbi Yehuda Rav, V'chein Tanit Be'er V'shmal, Amakra, Ish or Isha, speaks out clear in the Pasuk. Ish or Isha, Ki Yashu Mekol Chata Sa'adam, they do any Averos, Hishva Akasim Isha Le'isha, L'chol Inshu Shem Torah. The Pasuk equates a man and a lady when it comes to any Inshu Shem Torah, any lav. So what do you need pasuk to tell you about karis? Kol, you don't need that. You don't need it for. So why are we saying kol? You need to marbe that isha is chayiv karis. We know it from every lav. So Gemara Isra Salkadat Chamina Hoyel v'ksiv lo yseicha alav chametz shivas yom teichol lav matzos. In the pasuk we know is a hekish chametz to matzah. In the same pasuk it says both. It says lo yseicha alav chametz shivas yom teichol lav matzos lachavayni. The same exact pasuk that tells you both. So you would say kol sheyesh lebekum loichel matzah. Anyone has a mitzvah matzah. Yesh the Baal Teichel, has the lav Baal Teichel Chometz. V'hani Noshi, if we didn't have the pasuk of Kol, you would say, in this case, ladies are not chayiv in this lav. Why not? V'hani Noshi, however less nu v'kum achol matzah, they don't have the mitzvah of eating matzah, which is a positive mitzvah asei. And we know mitzvah asei, that's a zman grama that comes from time to time, ladies are potter. That's the mitzvah asei zman grama. So, Ema Baal Teichel Chometz Damer Lastu. So you say they don't have the lav either. You know, usually they have a lav, but here we have a hekesh. That if they don't have the mitzvah matzah, they don't have a lav. Kamash v'lon the pasuk of call the chayiv in lav. And now that we know that, the hashto, this rabbi lub Baal Teichel Chometz, now they know that from call they have the Issa Karas and they have the Baal Teichel Chometz. It's Rabbi Nami L'chilas Matzah. We know also now that they have the mitzvah of Matzah. Because now the Hekesh goes the other way. Ki Rabbi Eliezer, Dom Rabbi Eliezer, or Rabbi Lazar, Noshim Chayoves Ba'achilas Matzah Dvar Torah. Ladies are chayiv in Achilas Matzah. Shenem Lo'yseich Olav Chometz, and the Hekesh is the Matzah, Kosh Yesh Ba'al Torichol Chometz, Yesh Ba'achilas Matzah. Anyone who has Ba'al Torichol Chometz has Ba'achilas Matzah. Hi, Noshim Nami, Hov Yesh Ba'al Torichol Chometz, because we have the call, Yesh Ba'achilas Matzah Matzah. Therefore, Achilas Matzah. So here, Lamaisa, ladies have the mitzvah asay shazvan gramba of matzah. They have the mitzvah. Why? Because hukish to bal toichel. How do we know bal toichel? Why don't we make that all the way? Teretz is kol. So kol teaches us that. Now, obviously, once we know that ladies are included in the lavim, we don't need two psukim. We don't need one for the lav and one for the chorus. So we use the kol by chorus to teach you that ladies are chayiv. But we still have now the kol by azara. The kol by azara teaches us that Taruvah's Chometz is Chayiv according to Rabbi Eliezer. So the bottom line is, Rabbi Eliezer holds that Taruvah's is Chometz, we make a Rebbe from Kol, and the Rabbanu argue, there's no Drasha, and therefore according to Rabbanu, there's no Lav on Taruvah's Chometz.